The measure to extend the term limits law narrowly passed by a vote of 29 to 22, following 2 hours of lively and at times contentious debate in the City Council. The legislation will allow elected officials to stay in office for 3 consecutive 4-year terms. Lawmakers are currently limited to 2 4-year terms. The move came at the request of New York City's Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who just 3 weeks ago announced that he wanted to be able to run for a 3rd term in office. Mr. Bloomberg's 2nd term expires at the end of 2009. Bloomberg, a former Wall Street tycoon and self-made billionaire, said he wants to remain the city's mayor because he believes his business savvy will help steer the city through tough financial times brought about by the crisis on Wall Street.
As our economic situation has become increasingly unstable, the question for me has become far less about the theoretical and much more about the practical. And so, to put it in very practical terms, handling this financial crisis while strengthening essential services such as education and public safety is a challenge I want to take on for the people of New York.
Bloomberg, a powerful and popular mayor, had many vocal opponents as he pushed to extend term limits. Referendums in the 1990s had twice confirmed the 2-term limit, and many New Yorkers said that only voters should be able to change the rule, and not the city council. Council members held a heated debate before casting their vote. Representative Charles Barron said only voters should be able to extend the term limits law.
If you do this, you're undermining the very people that vote you in to represent them, because their voices were already heard. Let the people decide.
About 2/3 of the council would have been forced out of office under the 2-term limit, but they can now stand for a 3rd term in the November 2009 election. Victoria Cavalier, VOA News, New York.